Hi, it's Dave. So the yield curve has inverted briefly two times this past week. And for a lot of people, an inverted yield curve is one of the strongest signals that a recession could be coming. Maybe not right away, but at least in the next couple years. So let's take a look at what's going on. All right, so long-term interest rates are typically higher than short-term interest rates. So this is how a typical yield curve goes. However, when a yield curve inverts, what that means is that the short-term interest rates become higher than the long-term interest rates. And yield curve inversion can be a concern because, number one, bond investors could be expecting an economic contraction, lowering demand for short-term bonds, thus increasing the yield or the interest rate. Also, a flat inverted yield curve could deter lending by banks. For example, if the long-term interest rate is the same or lower than short-term interest rates, then banks might not lend as much. All right, so the inverted yield curve has preceded the past six or seven recessions. So we're looking at the 10-year treasury minus the two-year treasury. Once it goes below the zero, this is when the yield curve inverts. So every time the yield curve has inverted, there's been a recession. This is this gray marking here. So it has preceded actually the past recent recessions in the past 40 or so years. Also, this has been the case when you compare the 10-year treasury and the three-month treasury. Pretty much every time it has inverted, right, there has been a recession that has followed. So the U.S. 10-year two-year treasury yield curve briefly inverted on Tuesday and Thursday of this past week, the first time since September of 2019. However, you'll see that U.S. 10-year versus three-month treasury yield is not even close to inverting. It's actually at a pretty healthy and significant spread there. All right, Arturo Estrella and Frederick Mishkin, they wrote one of the first studies regarding yield curves and recessions. And according to their model, we currently have a 5% probability of recession based on the three-month, right, versus a 10-year treasury spread. And here is kind of the spread, and here's the percent of the probabilities in their model. However, if we insert their current 10-year versus two-year difference into their model, then the odds of recession actually jump to almost 25%. In another study, Duke University professor Campbell Harvey in 1986 reported that when the yield curve stays inverted for a calendar quarter, then the odds of recession become very high. So for recession risk to increase substantially more from here, we need two things. Number one, we need the three-month yield to rise above the 10-year yield, right? So we need that inversion to happen. And second, we need the yield curve to stay inverted for longer than just, let's say, a couple days. If the yield curve stays inverted for, let's say, an entire quarter, then this significantly increases, right, the risk of recession. An interesting note is that the average time from the yield curve inversion to the next recession has averaged about 16 months, so over a year. And the range has varied from 6 months to 24 months. If a recession happens, what kind of companies will be hurt less than others? You have Aaron Brown, a fund manager at Pacific Investment Management Company, says you want to be in companies that have a high free cash flow generation, that have solid balance sheets, and that are able to withstand periods of economic weakness. I want to add to that. I think companies that have pricing power and actually high growth rates or growing demand, right, for the products and services can also do well in a recession, right? If you combine that with like healthy cash flow and good balance sheets, those are the companies probably to look out for. All right, so the inverted yield curve could be sparking some concern from folks, especially if it continues, right, and if the three-month actually inverts as well. Keith Lerner from Chua says, the yield curve inversion has not been a great near-term sell signal for the market. If we look at the last six or seven yield curve inversions, we'll notice that actually 12 months after, right, the yield curve is inverted, the market actually, the stock market actually goes up. On average, right? The average is 11% up, but sometimes it actually goes up significantly, 27%, 17%, 14%, and 21%. Here's another chart that shows something similar. Here you have the yield curve inversions happening. And then 1 year later, on average, right, the stock market actually is up significantly. At least this is the S&P 500 performance. Marko Kalanovic, JP Morgan's chief market strategist, says he believes the stock market has room to run even after the yield curve inverts. He says it takes around a year for stocks to peak after the point of curve inversion, and the S&P 500 usually trades higher by 15% during that period. All right, so we've got a lot of things going on here. So the 10-year versus two-year treasury spread has inverted for the first time since 2019. This is starting to be a concerning indicator. However, the three-month And 10-year spread has not inverted. And also, this has just been a momentary inversion that happened just a couple times this past week. So we need to monitor the situation, see where all these interest rates trend to, right? And see if the yield curve will stay inverted for a longer time. I hope all this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.